Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klachol Beis, and we're looking at Siman Beis. Well, Yamad the Isbelo Somach Etzel Pesach. A person should not stand right by the door. El Yikonis Shir Beis Pesachim. He should walk. He should at least move into the room, the space of the equivalent of two doorways. Now we're referring to a minimal doorway, which is four tefachim wide. That's your minimal doorway. So therefore, Shir Beis Pesachim is the equivalent of eight tefachim, which is not a large distance. It's in the area of about 2 feet. But the point being, the person stands right by the door. It looks like he wants to run out. He hasn't really settled into the building. He's ready to just dash out at any moment. That is the improper message that a person wants to give when he's davening Shemoneh Esrei, when he's davening to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, he should step in. If a person has a makom kavua, that the makom kavua happens to be right near the door, if it's not a door which opens out to Rishus HaRabim, then Shabura says, where you would have a constant traffic of people coming in and out and disturbing him, so that is mutter. Now, v'yisha sham ma'at, he should also pause. Besides the idea of stepping in, a person should pause before he starts Shemoneh Esrei, from when he comes in, in order that he should have time for his mind to settle. The Gemara says that Chassidim Rishonim they would wait an hour for their minds to settle into the tefillah. And the Gemara says that's only for the Chassidim Rishonim, who were extraordinary individuals. But for us, it's enough to wait the time it takes to walk Shir Beis Pesachim, which means the time it takes to walk that 2 feet plus, which is assumed to be in Aloch about a little bit over a second. So in that situation, a person should come in, step inside, and while he's doing it, so he's pausing. But even if a person is not able to go further in, whatever reason, so a person still has to pause before he starts davening Shemoneh Esrei, in order that Shetis Yashav Daito Elov. Now the language of the Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person should pause, V'yashav Aliboy Lifnei Mi Hu Oimed Umi Hashmei Devarov. He should think and contemplate who is he standing in front of and who is hearing his words. And he will be enveloped and cloaked with a feeling of awe. The Mesil Sesharim, when he talks about davening, he says if a person wants to have an Eitzah to help his davening, that his davening should be focused, it's important to pause beforehand and think this thought that the Rebbe Yonah says, being aware of who he's talking to and the Schus Kedola that he has to be able to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a person wants to give himself time to contemplate that he has a tremendous Schus to be able to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So coupled with the Yira, the awe of what he's doing, there will be the Simcha as well, that he's been zoicha to have this opportunity to present in front of the Melech, which is, to think about it, is an extraordinary opportunity. So a person wants to have that thought as well. So it might take more than just the 1 second to absorb that. The Rambam takes it a little bit further and says that this is based on Rabbeinu Yonah in his Pirish on Maseches Brachos, that a person should think about Miramim Mosakel Yisala, the greatness of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ubeshifu Sa'adam, the lowliness of man, comparative loneliness of man compared to the Creator, V'yosu Katanuge Ha'adam Meliboy, and therefore his focus will not be about the pleasures of man, but the focus will be on the act of the pleasure of being able to realize how insignificant the pleasures of man are vis-a-vis the opportunity to talk to the Creator. So the person wants to have all of that kavana, he's going to need a little more than yisha ma'at, just that slight pause. To end with one last thought, Rabbi Ruchem Lavovitz is quoted to have said that sometimes a person comes in and says, Ashrei Yishrei Bezecho, fortunate are those who sit in your house, The word yoshev does not necessarily mean sit. It means to dwell. It means to be rooted there. It means to be that, make that as the place that you're going to be focused. He says they're saying Ashrei Yoshev Yisecha, but all of the street is still surrounding them. You can feel around them the air of the street. He's still outside as he's saying, fortunate it is to be inside and be focused. So we want to really give yourself, it's not appropriate to run in the last minute of davening. Not that we're not guilty of that sometimes. But a person wants to give himself time before davening, to get there before davening, to have time to be misyashiv a little bit and absorb these thoughts before he starts the act of tefillah. Have a good day.